This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm struggling with my words. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. It's the Wake Up Show. The Wake Up Show presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. You can apply online at 84lumber.com. Okay. All right. Let's put it together. I'm trying to channel my rage because I don't want to curse on the air. And I don't just want to yell. Because that doesn't really solve anything. That's not pleasant to listen to. If we were face-to-face, I might yell and get upset with you. But, you know, right now, I'm just gonna try to gather my words. But the whole weekend that was Pittsburgh sports, the ones that played, at least, the Penguins were the best thing to come out of the weekend, and they didn't even do anything. Okay, well. The lesser of all of them, the Pirates lost 5-2 to the Braves, but they were leading in that game, and they took a game in that series against the only team in baseball right now with over 90 wins. It's going to get worse from there. How about the Pitt Panthers losing to Cincinnati, 27-21, and the offense didn't look great, and they mounted a comeback, and that would have been fine. But Phil Djokovic said some words after the game that we can talk about. We can definitely talk about it because he said something that you really don't want to say, and I feel like we're going to – I don't want to say, you know, hate him, but, like, he's losing a lot of people from what he said after the game about fans booing him for completing 10 passes on Saturday. We'll talk about that. And then the Steelers. This revitalized, this new-looking, this really great and inspiring offense. Matt Canada's turning it around. Everything's fantastic on the offensive side of the ball. Bam, shut down. Stopped. 7 points scored. In the whole game. In the first half, they had one net yard gained before that touchdown, before the touchdown drive. One net yard gained in the whole game. I understand low scoring games. It's fine in certain times. The 49ers are a great team. They had high expectations. They had a lot to prove. Brock Purdy had a lot to prove. But one total net yard of offense and five straight three and outs to start the game. Unacceptable. Not good. And I'm getting mad. So we'll take our first call of the day, of the morning, 412-928-9370. Good morning. You're on the radio. And all right, hung up. Well, I heard my echo in there. Yeah, I'm starting to get I heard myself. No, I'm trying to calm down. I want to talk to you guys. I want to have a conversation. If you want to call in, you can, 412-928-9370. Just give your thoughts. You can also hit me up on X at Callas underscore 33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. I know the 49ers are a great team. I wouldn't have been surprised if the 49ers won the game. That's not necessarily why I'm upset. I think it's an absolute embarrassment, though, when you have one total net yard and a bunch of plays that got losses. I mean, they gained yards on plays, but the total yard sum was taken back because they were losing yards on their plays. Five straight three and outs to start, and then the 49ers chipped away. Paul Zeiss said it on the Black and Gold Game Day show 3 hours before the game. That show is broadcast. And Paul Zeiss said, you got to stop the run. This 49ers team likes to run it, and they like to chip away. And he was right, because they did. And on top of that, the offense went out there and had five straight three and outs. That doesn't help the defense. I thought it was a great effort by the Steelers' defense in that first half. Got a caller, 412-928-9370. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. Hey, it's been a long time since I saw Pitt and the Steelers literally get their tail whooped.
Yeah.
I mean, the physicality of both of those games, I don't know what to say. You know, as far as the 49ers, they're a great team.
Mm-hmm.
Steelers had no business really even playing those guys. I'll just be honest. They're just out of the league. You know, but both coaches, Narduzzi and Tomlin, I hope they, you know, to get those guys out there in their practice until the tongues hang out, because you're right. This weekend, you know, it's the first time I heard boos from Saturday to Sunday, and it was deserved.
That
performance just was awful. But we'll see how these guys respond.
Yes, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I'm a little less angry at Pitt for how they played, because they were mounting a comeback. It wasn't a great start, but they mounted a comeback, and they almost were there. It was Phil Djurkovic's comments that got me a little dicey, and we'll talk about those as the show goes on, because you can't blame the fans for booing you for poor performance on a stage like that. You just can't. That's what I'm really upset about, is his reaction to how the fans responded. But they were coming back, and they inspired some confidence because of that comeback. The Steelers altogether, though, did not inspire confidence because, I mean, the score and the offensive numbers just not great. All right, another caller at 412-928-9370. Good morning.
Morning. How are you today?
Not great. How are you?
Extremely upset. How do you have 2 weeks off to prepare for a team and do absolutely nothing for five possessions?
Yep, and that's why I feel bad for the defense, too. They barely got a rest. Five straight three and outs, not just they didn't score, three and outs.
I think it's Matt Canada.
Yeah.
To be honest, I mean, that guy's a joke.
I agree.
I don't know why they kept him after last year.
Well, you know, they like to sustain contracts, and thanks for the call. I appreciate it. They like to sustain those contracts. They don't fire coaches. They let contracts expire. So I'm not surprised that they've kept him, understanding that pattern that they have. I'm still not going to be happy about it. All right, we got another caller, 412-928-9370. What's your name?
Hey, it's Will.
Hi, Will. What's on your mind?
Just a little frustrated because I
just
figured
a little
our
bit?
Game plan. Yeah, just a little bit. I figured our game plan was going to be to run the ball. And Najee Harris only had like six touches.
Yeah, they started the game passing. They started every drive, I think, passing, from what I saw, until the fifth three and out when they ran, and then passed.
Yeah, Kenny looked panicked in the pocket, too. Like, if you looked at Brock Purdy, he kind of hung in there. Yeah, he took a couple sacks, but
Purdy looked so agile. I mean, I think Purdy in that game, too, proved that he is legit, that he could beat the, you know, average to below average teams with ease. The way he played, you're right, Pickett looked hesitant and afraid in some cases. He wasn't protected all that much on those pass plays.
Yeah, it was frustrating overall. But hopefully we get better, you know. It's just week one.
That's true. Will, thanks for the call. I'll get to, you know, that too. I'll come down to earth after I take all these calls, because right now I'm in frustrated mode. Will is right, it's only week one. But I'm still gonna be frustrated here for the next few minutes. Another call, 412-928-9370. What's your name?
Dave. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, I honestly, it looked like Matt Canada sat down with the defensive coordinator of the San Francisco 49ers and showed him what we were going to do. His offense is so vanilla, it's almost sickening. And yep. I know it's only the first game. But if they would have lost 30-20, I would have been okay.
Me too.
But 7 points
mm-hmm.
off a time when you've had 14 days at least to make a game plan. And you know what? You can blame Canada all you want, but he would only be the coordinator for the Pittsburgh Steelers and nobody else. Tomlin needs to go. We need a fresh start. I don't understand what people don't see. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling, Dave. I appreciate it. Reasonable thoughts there, especially after a loss, right after a loss. Reasonable thoughts. Get rid of Tomlin. Fresh start. Sure. Yeah, no. I get the feeling because I'm frustrated, too. I was sick watching that game. But it's not even just that, too, that they only scored 7 points. It was so bad that until the end of the first half, they had one net yard of offense. And that's been like a meme. That's been a post that's been going around socials, like from national people. That graphic that Fox put on the screen toward the end of the first half, the 49ers were almost at 300 yards, and the Steelers had one net yard. One net yard toward the end of the first half. No. Not good. Got another caller. 412-928-9370. What's your name?
Danny.
All right, Danny, what's on your mind?
Listen, I'm not a Matt Canada defender, but Matt Canada didn't throw the ball over all the receivers' heads. Matt Canada didn't throw the ball behind the receivers all day. Matt Canada didn't have happy feet in the pocket. Matt Canada didn't look shell-shocked. That was Kenny Pickett. There's a reason everyone passed on him in the first round. He's not an NFL quarterback, period. Ooh. Kenny Pickett is the blame for this loss. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, listen, I understand those comments, too. I'm a little less sensitive to Kenny Pickett. They tried to go deep on third down on the first drive, and Deontay Johnson fell down, couldn't even go up for the football. I don't blame that on Pickett. He was throwing behind receivers. There was one play where they had a touchdown before they scored their first. They had a touchdown, and he threw it behind the receiver. The receiver couldn't catch it. I think it was Johnson again. So, okay, Kenny Pickett, blame Pickett. I'll take that for now. I don't necessarily agree. We can agree to disagree, but I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying we're not aligned on those thoughts. We got another caller, 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, I'm extremely angry this weekend. I mean, the Panthers, the Steelers, and the Pirates. Out of all of them, the Pirates, I can understand that. They've got a lot of young players.
They came out winners. They won a game this weekend against a 90-win right. baseball team. They win this weekend to me of those three.
And they actually were pretty good doing that.
Yeah.
Now, the Panthers, they were on the comeback. I'll give them that. I don't like the comments either. But the Steelers, I don't agree with that last caller. You can't blame it all on Kenny Pickett because when they went in that two-minute drill, they were making plays.
Right, yeah. No, I agree.
They were making plays. I mean, that comes down to Canada because I don't think he had a hand in that. In that two-minute offense drill, they were running there. And they got that net yard. I think somebody tripped and got that yard.
Hey, ah, very good.
My call.
Very good. You're welcome. And thank you for calling. Appreciate it. All right, one more on the line right now, 412-928-9370. You can call in and get a phone line, but we'll take this person right now. Good morning. What's your name?
My name's Alex.
Hi, Alex. What's on your mind?
Man, I was just calling. A lot of people hate on Tomlin, and I wasn't one of them, but as we stand there and just implode in the first five possessions, and he just stands there with his arms folded, and, like, Cowell would be losing his mind. Mm. And Matt Canada, like, this isn't college. We don't... Everyone's fast. You can't run around the outside. I don't know. I was excited for the season, and after that, not so much.
Not so much. All right,
Alex. Kind of wanted to see Mitch. Kind of not. Kind of agree with the last caller, but it wasn't all on Kenny. They just started terribly.
All right, Alex. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. All reasonable thoughts. Everybody that called in for a morning after a loss like that. I'll give you all reasonable calls. None of those terrible. You can weigh in at 412-928-9370. Okay, here's my thoughts while I have an opportunity, and you can get a phone line in right now at 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me if you just want to tag me in a post. You're welcome to, and I'll read your comments as I find them interesting at callas_33. That's callas_33 on X. Okay, so Steelers did not play well, obviously. Okay. The quarterback situation with Kenny Pickett, I don't think that it was all his fault. I don't think that I'm not going to deem him not an NFL quarterback after that. Now, if you're doubting him after that performance, that's okay. That's okay. I think it's reasonable to do that. The Steelers are not going to win a Super Bowl the way they played yesterday. And even if they go on and they win those 10 games that they were predicted to win by many optimistic Steeler fans, that's still not going to win them a Super Bowl, because there are teams out there that scheme better and have better personnel. And so if that, you know, hurts your hopes, I'm sorry, but they're not winning a Super Bowl like that. That's at the end of the day, that's not it. They had a lot of flaws that were exposed. Now, I'm not mad at Pickett, and one caller brought this up. I'm not mad at Pickett because they started to do their hurry-up offense toward the end of the first half. They started to take risks. They went for it on fourth down a couple times, and they got into the end zone. And Pickett, you know, moving around the pocket and being agile the way that he can was inspiring. The way that they finished that drive was inspiring. They went into halftime 20-7 was the score. It gave you some optimism. And I was optimistic myself because I'm like, okay, they're figuring something out. They might get to 14 or 21 if they keep this up, and maybe the 49ers have a head start, but at least, okay, they'll figure it out and they'll look better and it'll be more confidence inspiring, you know, as the season moves forward, at least if they demonstrate that they can make adjustments. They didn't make adjustments, though. That's on Matt Canada to make those adjustments. Pickett is an agile quarterback, and he looks scared in the pocket. He looks stiff, staying in the box, trying to force passes that don't work, or doing checkdowns. The running backs trying to run, and they can't get to holes, whether that's the line's fault, whatever it may be. But I don't think that Pickett, the way that they used him as a quarterback, was the most efficient. And I watched the Giants play last night on Sunday Night Football, and I'm watching Daniel Jones move all throughout the pocket. I'm watching him run the ball. And that's really what it is these days, is having those quarterbacks that are agile and that can move and have the threat of running. You get more space that way. If the defense doesn't suspect that you're going to run the football, they're not going to bring so many guys in. They're going to cover. And as you saw, the 49ers covered the Steelers entirely. There was no threat to Kenny Pickett. It didn't feel like Kenny Pickett was ever going to get out of the pocket and run. They didn't really have any design plays to use Kenny Pickett's agility. Now, whether you blame Pickett for not being agile enough to be an NFL quarterback, or whether you blame Canada for not putting those plays in, the bottom line is that they had one drive where they were in the hurry-up offense where they made a score happen, where they scored 7. They got a touchdown. They got into the end zone. And that's why I blame Canada in this case, because he's not making the adjustments as the coach to set the offense up for success. There weren't too many adjustments made, and I don't think Pickett's being used the way in the most efficient way that you can with him. And that to me is frustrating. That to me makes me upset. If he's not being used in the way that can make him the most efficient quarterback, then the team's not going to do well. That's my take on it. As the offensive coordinator, you got to make the adjustments. You got to use all the weapons to their most efficient. And if you're not going to take risks in the second half, after your team's already down by, 20-7. I'm not good at math this morning. 13. They were down by 13 going into that second half. Time to take risks. Like, I want to see more risks taken. I don't want safety plays anymore. I don't want the offense to play it safe. Like, take more risks. Use Pickett on the ground. Use the ground game a little more, because they passed a lot. They did a whole lot of checkdowns and then randomly tried to throw deep balls. But if you're trying to throw deep balls on third down, the defense is going to expect that, especially when it's third and long. So, you know, have the defense guessing a little bit. Is Pickett going to run it? Are they going to hand it off to a back? Are they going to pass it? Are they going to, you know, who are they going to pass it to? Like, have the defense question it a little bit more. I get San Francisco's good, But there were no adjustments that I saw being made, and that's the most frustrating part. And Pickett was just stuck in the pocket, scared, trying to run around, trying to stay in there and get passes off, and not being used to his most efficient level. That's why I blame Canada. I can't blame Tomlin because... Okay, no, hold on. Let me rephrase that. I can blame Tomlin a little bit, but if you have a coordinator and you've hired a coordinator to do the job of putting together plays and making adjustments and being the specialist at, you know, giving the team methods to score and to move the ball, then I've got to hold you responsible for that. Now, if you blame Tomlin because he hired Canada or he accepted Canada onto the coaching staff, that's fair. I'm not going to disagree with that. But while Canada's on the coaching staff, I'm still going to be upset at him and directly at him. And I get the other caller mentioned as well. Tomlin's just sitting there with his arms folded. Yeah, I get that. It doesn't look like he's all animated on the sideline, that he's super frustrated. He's very chill. He's got those sunglasses on during those day games, right? That's what he does. He doesn't show a whole lot of emotion. He just stands there and watches the team crumble. 412-928-9370. I got to get to a break. When I come back, I'll take more calls. I got people on the line. You can grab a line yourself now if you want. 412-928-9370. Hit me up on X at Callas_33. That's CALLAS. My name is Nicholas Harry Callas, and this is the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. September is truck month at Sun Chevy. Come see their half-ton and three-quarter-ton Silverados. Visit sunchevy.com. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. It's the Fan Early Morning Show, and more people want to talk on the phone. I got time for a couple more callers, so if you're on the line, stay there. We'll take this first one. Good morning. What's your name? Hello?
Yeah, this is Denny from Bell Vernon.
Denny, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to agree with you with this Matt Canada nonsense.
All
the
right.
Guy's playbook is about as big as the monthly sell ad for Giant Eagle. I don't know why they kept him around.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. Yeah, Denny, I hear you.
Unbelievable.
Thank you for the call, Denny. I appreciate it. And thank you for agreeing. That's always nice. I do also encourage dissent, but when you agree, I won't argue with you. All right, one more caller, 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
Hey, good morning, Nick. This is Austin. How are you?
Good, how are you?
It's a Monday morning, so I guess as good as I'm going to get, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm frustrated. I mean, I'm doing physically well, but frustrated. What's on your mind, sir?
Mentally, not so much. Well, you know, I agree with a lot of the points the callers have made. I'm not ready to throw the book out on Kenny Pickett yet, but one of the things that concerned me, you know, maybe outside of T.J. Watt, was the defense. I thought the corners got beat a lot. I thought our defensive line got bullied, and not only that, the amount of injuries we had in the first game of the season.
Right, that's not great. Now, I will say this, though. When the offense goes five straight three and outs, I don't really blame the defense.
That is a good point, yeah. I mean, it is hard to do that, but it was just hard to overlook at the time. But, no, I get that point for sure.
Yeah, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I can't blame the defense. I mean, the 49ers were undoubtedly chipping away. So they were difficult to stop, but it doesn't help the defense when the offense is pulling those three and outs. So I don't really blame the defense for that loss. I mean, they gave up a lot of points, but it's the same story as last year, and that's why that frustrates me as well. Oh, boy, now I'm losing it a little bit. All right, cooling down a little bit. Okay, that's why it's frustrating from this perspective, because when you look at it, when you watch that game yesterday, there are a lot of problems that were consistently happening that happened last season. The defense struggled a lot last season because the offense wouldn't stay on the field and wasn't putting together meaningful drives in the entire first half of the year. Now, they won a bunch of games in the second half, and many of your theories might be proven correct. For those of you that said before that that the second half of the year the team played, the Steelers played poor teams, and that's why they were doing well. And I might buy that too, especially when they play a team like the 49ers. I'm open to buying that theory now a little bit more than I was, because it's the same problems. The defense did as good as they can do for how long they were on the field yesterday, especially in that first half. So I don't blame the defense much. And it's a shame that some players got hurt, but I don't blame the defense for losing that game, for giving up points, because the offense did not do its job and burn out the clock and give them time to rest. If you have five straight three and outs to start the game, of course the defense is going to be tired. Of course the defense is not going to be its most efficient. That's my take on it. All right, I wanted to bring up Phil Dracovic real quick, and I'm running out of time, so let me just say this. I hate the players who are upset about the boos that happen during games, especially when you don't perform well. Boos are a form of feedback for fans to feel important and express their emotions in the game. It's a part of sports. It happens, and I'm just not so pleased that he went out and made the comments that, well, if you're a grown man booing, that's pathetic. You don't call the fans pathetic. You don't call the people that support you pathetic. And even if they're booing, they're booing because they care. They're booing because they want to share their feedback and they want to express their displeasure and they want you to do better. So use that as inspiration to do better. Don't blame the fans outright for booing. I think that that's not great, especially with the way he performed on Saturday. It wasn't a great performance. The crowd was just expressing their displeasure, and they're allowed to express their displeasure as a player if you acknowledge the boos and you express your displeasure with the fans' displeasure. You're not going to be around for long, I don't think, at least in the fans' good graces, because overall I do believe that the fans want to support him and want him to do well, and they care enough to express their emotions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.